from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for January 28, 2014. The new year found many Texas farmers and ranchers in West Texas and the coastal Bend regions facing the same conditions they have experienced over the last 3 years, drought. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Travis Miller, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head, College Station.
The dry areas in West Texas seem to remain dry, and here in East Texas, where we've had a lot of rain, it continues to rain. It's those with and those without is exactly what it is. These fronts seem to be coming, you know, kind of southwest to northeast and not hitting the high plains or the rolling plains much.
What kind of crappie alternatives does that make for people up in the... I mean, I see that, you know, wheat is struggling except under irrigation, for instance.
I'm going to plant cotton or sorghum or corn for another couple of months, maybe 3 months. May is a good time. You'll see a lot of cotton planted in the high plains. So there's a while to do it. But the soils are dry from last year. They never got enough rain to recharge soils. And like you said, the wheat crop is struggling right now. There's the irrigated stuff looks pretty good. But dry land wheat, you know, some places no stand, some places half a stand. It's very uneven.
Maybe this is just me trying to find a news story. But I would be thinking that for several years of this, some people are looking at drastically changing cropping systems.
Well, it has to be going through their mind, you know, as we look at short crop after short crop, is what are my alternatives, or how can I do something different? And unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do without moisture as far as agriculture is concerned.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.